I'm Anjuie James Soyez with JIS Evening News for Thursday, August 23. Coming up, emergency shutdown of Constant Spring plant causes water lock-offs, rural bus school program expanded, and roadworks underway on Windsor Road in St. Catherine. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners, as of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Sections of the corporate area were left without water today after the National Water Commission was forced to shut down operations at the Constant Spring Water Treatment Facility in St. Andrew. Corporate Public Relations Manager of the National Water Commission NWC, Charles Buchanan, says the facility was shut down in order to facilitate emergency repairs to its 12-inch and 9-inch transmission pipelines, which were damaged during roadworks within the Constant Spring Road area.
Today we had at least two major breaks on the pipeline caused by works being done on the Constant Spring Road Improvement Program. We should be able to get back some water on the system during the course of this evening, bearing in mind as well that sections of the service area are normally without water during the night. So we wanted to get back the facility into operation to at least give some service before the required nighttime shutdown.
Among the corporate area communities affected by the shutdown include Constant Spring, Manor Park, Shortwood, Eastwood Park Gardens, Malines Road, Waltham Park Road, Washington Boulevard, Mannings Hill Road, and Hagley Park Road. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has committed $380 million for the expansion of the pilot rural transportation project for the 2018-19 academic year. The project, now in its second year, will see 7,500 students in 12 parishes benefiting from the transportation service. Coordinator at the Ministry's Safety and Security in Schools Unit with responsibility for the project, Richard Troop, says the expansion of the program will further ease the transportation cost for students in rural areas.
For this year, we will be impacting 260 schools across 12 parishes. In our first year, our effort was 92 schools. This year, 260 schools. This year, we're also focusing in a big way on primary schools, especially in the parishes of St. Mary and St. Anne.
Mr. Troop was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The National Works Agency, NWA, has completed a $33.6 million road repair project along the Windsor Road thoroughfare in St. Catherine. Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says the project involved the repair of a box culvert which had been damaged by flood rains. Before being repaired, the road had been rendered impassable.
Persons have been using that roadway, which was not usable for many months before. Or this box culvert, like all box culverts, are set over a waterway. So it got damaged in some flood rains prior. So persons are now using that particular roadway. It has been reinstated right at the traffic lights along the Spanish Town Link Road.
Ms. Lawson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The project is one of 60 being done under the local component of the Major Development Infrastructure Program, MIDP. And Justice Minister Deroy Chuck says the government is working to have a paperless court system within the next 2 years as part of efforts to reform the country's justice system. Minister Chuck says the necessary resources are being allocated to modernize the justice system in order to protect and enforce the rule of law while ensuring timely judicial outcomes.
It is going to be cheaper for everybody. It's going to be much better for the court system, and matters will move more expeditiously. And believe me, I'm hoping that certainly by sometime next year, at least the Supreme Court will be paperless, and hopefully within 2 years, all the courts will become paperless.
Mr. Chuck was speaking to JIS News during a back-to-school and employment fair at the Ministry's Constant Spring Road office earlier today. In the meantime, Mr. Chuck says significant budgetary support has already been provided to repair, rehabilitate, and establish additional courtrooms and offices, and to provide support staff for judges. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.